I'm joined by Valerie Bolton, Lady Bolton, and we're talking at the moment now about an event that's happening in the next few days called Every Step You Take. Now, this is something that's new to me, and I wondered if perhaps you could start by telling me, Valerie, what it's all about.
So, Every Step You Take, I decided to start fundraising for two amazing charities. One, Young Minds, which their purpose is to stop young people's mental health from reaching crisis points, and Hope and Homes for Children, who are busy closing orphanages around the world and finding the children loving families instead, or putting the children back with their families and providing the infrastructure to do so. And both these charities need so much support from us, especially post-COVID pandemic.
Indeed, very much at the front of people's minds, literally, isn't it,
yeah.
After the recent pandemic. And so very worthy charities these are. And how are you planning on raising money for them then? And how did this start?
Years ago, I lived in Monaco, and there they used to do a walk called No Finish Line. And they created a track around the port there, and people could sign up and for 8 days go. In fact, there it was 24 hours a day, and you could go at any time during the day, and you actually had a monitor bracelet on your foot, so they would monitor how many kilometers you'd done, and then you give that back at the end of the week. Of course, we can't quite do that here, but because I've now got time on my hands, I actually had a winter ski business, but with COVID I decided to give that up and spend my time fundraising. Here, where we live in Wensley, I have the privilege of space, I have a field beyond me, and I have created a 1 kilometre track, and starting from Thursday the 30th of September until Wednesday the 6th of October inclusive, between 7:30 in the morning and 7 in the evening, I want people to register. They can register by sending me an email.
Indeed.
And we will carry on walking for those 7 days and try and achieve 10,000 kilometres. People pay a £10 registration fee, and we are getting sponsorship from local businesses, from some very generous friends, families and businesses in the area. If we achieve our 10,000 kilometres, hopefully we will achieve our £10,000 plus.
And you're hoping, as you mentioned there, to get sponsorship from local businesses, and presumably they can get in touch with you via email as well.
Yes, please. Any businesses that would like to support our charities, especially, you know, the mental health charity, I think it's touched us all over COVID, and please get in touch and please send sponsorship, and we'd be thrilled, and we'll just have to pound out those kilometres.
10,000 kilometres, that's a fair way. Do you think you're going to be able to achieve it?
With the support of the community and friends coming to walk as often as possible, I think we will certainly achieve it. Otherwise, I'm going to be going a very long way for days on end. It is absolutely beautiful. We are positioned behind Polly Peachum's Tower, for anybody who knows it. It's quite an iconic building in the area. And I've made this lovely track. And every day, with the huge skies in Yorkshire and the weather changing all the time at the moment, every day is different. So some people have said to me, oh, well, if you go around a track, isn't that boring? If you've got a bunch of friends, if you've got your earphones on, you've got your dog, your children, it's beautiful. And the scenery looks different every day.
And literally every step you take is going to make a difference.
Every step you take is going to make a difference. And if this works well in the area also, I want to use that fundraising opportunity to do other sporting events, perhaps a cycle ride, but always involving exercise, because I believe that for well-being, you need to take some exercise, and doing it in the fresh air, there is nothing better.
And of course, exercise feeds the mind, doesn't it?
Exercise feeds the mind. It's so good to do a little walk and plan your day. It's incredibly cathartic for mental health. I've needed to do my exercise in my life to help my own mental health, and it's certainly succeeded.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a terrific event, and it's raising money for Hope and Homes for Children, which is the charity that's aiming to eradicate children's orphanages around the world and put children back with parents, isn't it?
That's it. And it's actually started with the Romanian orphanages, and they have helped rescue nearly 100,000 children from the orphanages in Romania and place them with families, and is on the cusp of closing all the orphanages in Bulgaria and more than half of them in Rwanda. As Hope and Homes would say, society uses orphanages to warehouse children because it believes there is no alternative. And Hope and Homes for Children is successfully demonstrating that not only is there an alternative, it is actually what most children want. Yeah.
And of course, the other charity we mentioned earlier, Young Minds, this is a very poignant charity given the events of COVID over the last 2 years.
Yes, So they have online information and advice, and they're helping young people to look after their own mental health, from quick practical tips to helping young people get through a particularly tough day, to more detailed information about symptoms, feelings and conditions, co-created with young people with live experience of this. And there's a parents' helpline to support parents and carers, and as much money as we can raise for them so they will improve their service to help young people across the UK.
Well, they're two very worthy charities there, and we wish you all the best from all our team here with every step you take. Do you want to just give us the details of how people can get involved again?
Ultimately, they can email me, ladyb@boltonestate.co.uk, and I will send them a registration form. There are posters in Campbell's, around Leyburn, around Midland, around the area. There's a QR code on the posters and the flyers, and they can scan that. And then immediately when they put in their email address, the registration form will pop up.
Brilliant. That sounds fantastic. We wish you well with it. And I certainly hope it isn't you on your own that has to do these 10,000 kilometres in 7 days. So we look forward to many, many people getting involved with the event.
Thank you very much, Julian.
That's all right. Very good to talk to you today.
And you.
Thank you.